Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Able to join us right now here on Baskin and Phelps. Chris, thank you very much for your time joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chris, happy day after first round of the draft to you, sir.
Hey, thank you, guys. I'm working on about 5 hours of sleep, but I got to get some coffee in me, some caffeine. I'm doing all of the CBS draft grades pick by pick from tonight all the way through the last pick in the draft tomorrow. So it's going to be a marathon, but I love it. But I definitely need to just stay awake throughout this entire thing after getting about 5 hours of sleep last night.
You didn't That's get awesome. Up just to talk to us, did you?
No, it was a late night, and I have two daughters, and there's like 2.5 and 1, so it was still an early morning. They weren't giving me any break after the first round of the draft.
Wow. All right. Well,
yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, we appreciate you being with us very much, and look forward to all of your work coming up on grading everything else the rest of the way. Last night, Andrew Thomas goes at number 4 to the Giants. You had Tristan Wirfs going there in your last mock draft, and you had Jedrick Wills going to Miami at 13 after they traded up to get him. Instead, he ends up with the Browns at number 10. Your thought of Wills to the Browns at 10?
I believe I gave it an A-, and the only reason I didn't have it as an A, because Wills was my number 3 offensive tackle. I had him pegged like right, I think he was my number 12 or 13 overall player, so I don't think the Browns got bad value in terms of the prospect that they got. My only concern with the pick is that he played right tackle and he's going to most likely play left tackle with the Browns. And for as much as that seems like it's an easy transition, there's a lot of former offensive linemen, I should say, that are in the media now, and they repeatedly say on Twitter, on radio spots, podcasts I listen to, that even going from right guard to left guard is difficult. Right tackle to left tackle is not a sin. So I like the player. He's fundamentally sound. He's a road grader. He's very technically sound with his hands. His footwork is good. I'm just a little bit concerned that he's going to have to kind of sort of learn a new position as a rookie in Cleveland.
In looking at your mock, you still had 3 offensive linemen available for the Browns when they picked at 10. Were you surprised at the way things shook out yesterday that Andrew Thomas went as early as he did?
Yeah, I was. I mean, I think a lot of people were. With hindsight, it kind of makes sense because Dave Gettleman wants to run the football a lot with Saquon Barkley and Andrew Thomas there at Georgia. They ran the football a lot, and he's an outstanding run blocker. But that kind of threw a wrench in everything. And I figured there would have been more offensive tackles off the board sooner. I was obviously very surprised that Tristan Wirfs was there for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to trade up one spot from 14 to 13. So I guess maybe not the amount or how early they went, but really I did not see Andrew Thomas coming. I thought Wirfs was the better player and could plug right in at the right tackle spot there in New York. They have Nate Solder at left tackle and Andrew Thomas played left tackle. So he's going to have to move positions too in his rookie season. So maybe these offensive line coaches feel like it won't be a difficult transition both for Andrew Thomas and for Jedrick Wills.
What is the biggest challenge for Wills there, do you think, Chris?
Well, it's just that everything that you're doing or that you did in college with your footwork, with your hand placement, it's like flipped. It's not exactly like trying to hit a baseball right-handed after you've done it left-handed your whole life. But everything, and I've done a decent amount of research on this from offensive linemen that have retired and gone into the media. That's kind of what they say, that if you're usually striking in pass protection with your inside hand is your left hand at right tackle, then maybe it's the other way at the left tackle spot. But a lot of people that I spoke to leading up to the draft that were even a little bit higher on Jedrick Wills than I was, and I liked him quite a bit. He was a top 15 prospect for me, said that everyone at Alabama thought that he certainly could have played left tackle there, but the reason why he played right tackle was because Tua Tagovailoa obviously was left-handed, so that was technically his blind side. It definitely makes sense for the Browns. I'm glad that they didn't go in a different direction, because in year three of Baker Mayfield, they need to see truly what they have with him by really securing the offensive line up front.
Chris, did you have a wow moment last night during the draft? And you're like, wow. Like, I think a lot of people today are saying, okay, Jordan Love to Green Bay, that might be their wow. Did you have a wow moment, or was that it?
Yeah, I had a few. I thought the Miami Dolphins picking Austin Jackson was way too early. He's kind of makes sense for them because he's a developmental guy, and I think they're still looking in a long view with the Dolphins. He just is not good with his footwork, his balance, his handwork is not great, but he's got the size, the athleticism. That was a surprise for me that early. Damon Arnett, the other cornerback from Ohio State, going inside the top 20 to the Las Vegas Raiders when there was a lot of other good, better cornerbacks on the board. He's an old prospect. He has short arms. The one other one that I thought was strange, I liked the player, but the L.A. Chargers trading their second and their third round pick to move up to pick Kenneth Murray, who is a great athlete, ranges sideline to sideline, but just was not asked to cover much at Oklahoma. And you have to be a good coverage linebacker to succeed in today's NFL. And the last one, another linebacker, the Seattle Seahawks picking Jordan Brooks from Texas Tech. He was like a third or a fourth round pick for me. Kind of the same thing, a light version of Kenneth Murray. Rangy, but no coverage ability. So to pick him in the first round, I think that was were too early at the linebacker position.
Chris Trapasso joining us from CBS Sports. Browns have the ninth pick coming up in the second round tonight. They have huge needs on defense. There seem to be some big-time defensive players out there. If you're looking for a safety, you're looking for a linebacker, and you're the Browns, what are you thinking?
Well, linebacker is a little bit thinner because, like I said, we had some of those surprises that Kenneth Murray, Jordan Brooks, and Patrick Queen all came off the board late in the first round. But I think safety, I mean, after Isaiah Simmons, if you want to call him that, there were no safeties picked in round one. That Xavier McKinney from Alabama would make a lot of sense. If the Browns want one of the two kind of premier small school hybrids, Kyle Duggar or Jeremy Chinn, I think those would be home run selections. I think they're in a few years, we're going to see Isaiah Simmons as one of the best young defenders in the league that can do everything. And I don't think Kyle Duggar and Jeremy Chinn are going to be that far behind him in terms of everything that they can do, because they're big, they're freak athletes, they can cover, they're good against the run. And if the Browns, I know you didn't mention this position, I don't think it would be a bad idea for them to kind of maybe build on the edges to kind of give Myles Garrett a compliment that's younger. There's still AJ Epenesa out there, Yetur Gross-Matos, two that were really for a long time a staple in almost every mock draft. So I think with the Browns needing defense, how the first round played out after their pick was very fortuitous for them. There's going to be a lot of good defenders on the board when they go on the clock.
Is AJ your guy? I thought I read that this morning on CBS on television that AJ is your guy.
Yeah, that's who I mocked for them. Yeah, that's why I was up so late, because they had me do a second and third round mock draft after the first round got over, which is fine. I do it every year. It's just always a late night. And that just made sense to me that I thought, look, it's not the greatest need, and yes, safety, I believe, is a deeper position, even if you get into the third and the fourth round, than edge rusher. And with Epenesa, you can play on the edge, you can play him at defensive tackle. I think the Browns clearly like bigger players up front. I mean, AJ Epenesa is 6'4", 275. I mean, he can stand next to Myles Garrett and not look out of place. So I think to add to the defensive line to help out the secondary with better pass rush, that would make a lot of sense. That was just one of those, this guy is too good, we need to go best player available here in the second round.
You saw Dallas, a team with pretty good wide receivers in Gallup and Cooper go wide receiver last night in the first round. The Browns have two good wide receivers in Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry, but you're probably looking for another wide receiver at some point tonight or tomorrow. At what point, if you're the Browns, would you think to draft another wide receiver?
Well, I think what you guys said earlier, that they do have more needs on the defensive side, and every GM is going to tell you that they're drafting best player available, which is true to a certain degree, but we have to remember that these teams are not setting up a big board like I am, where I'm just stepping back and ranking all the players regardless of team. Like, Andrew Berry set up the draft board with the Browns' needs in mind. So, to me, I don't think it's a huge need when you have Beckham and you have Jarvis Landry. But you're right, though. I think defense should be the priority. But after that, third or fourth round, if, who knows? I mean, we saw a lot of surprises last night. There will be players in the start of the third round, and then tomorrow at the start of the fourth round, T. Higgins could still be there tonight late. Laviska Shenault is still sitting out there. K.J. Hamler, the speedster from Penn State. And then kind of locally, K.J. Hill from Ohio State is a great route runner. Actually reminds me a lot of Jarvis Landry when he was coming out of LSU. It wouldn't be a bad idea if you're still trying to build around Baker Mayfield with the Jedrick Wills pick, get him, you know, some more weapons out wide, that we're seeing a lot of teams load up at wide receiver this offseason.
I know you kind of you glossed over just a little bit. If the Browns go linebacker here, what's the best bet for them? Who's highest on your board?
That would be Willie Gay, the linebacker from Mississippi State. Had some off-field character issues. He said during the combine that he like got caught cheating on a test in college, so it wasn't really anything major. But he ran sub 4.5 at like 6'1", 245. Like, he is an absolute missile out on the field. He actually reminds me a lot of Reuben Foster, who went in the first round a few years ago out of Alabama. He's had some off-field issues too, but the play is almost uncanny, that you want sideline to sideline range and the ability to run with tight ends down the seam and make big plays in coverage. That's Willie Gay to a T. So I think you're right that they got good dividends from Mack Wilson as a rookie that I was kind of surprised with, but they probably need someone to pair with him. And Willie Gay from Mississippi State, they could like even get him in the third round, because I think the character issues will drop him. He's just an absolute missile, and I think his game is tailored to play in today's NFL.
What do you think of Malik Harrison from Ohio State?
I think I had him at the top of my third round in the mock draft that I did last night at about 2 in the morning. He's an interesting player, because you see him on film, and he's making a lot of plays downhill. He looks kind of like this throwback linebacker, but then occasionally he'll make a ridiculous interception or a pass breakup the few times that he was asked to sink in coverage. Had a great Senior Bowl week. I remember him. He had a couple of interceptions in practice there, and those are kind of hard to come by in those 7-on-7 and team drills. Had a really good combine workout that no one saw coming. He would make a lot of sense too. Could kind of give you more of a hybrid, that you're going to use him as a blitzer on third down more than you're going to sink him into coverage. But he's an outstanding run defender, can beat blocks like an NFL veteran. We know at Ohio State, they're coached extremely well. He's another one that would make a lot of sense third or fourth round for the Browns.
And just let me throw one more, Zach Bond at you from Wisconsin.
He would be very intriguing for the Browns because, like I said, I think they need a complement to Myles Garrett on the edge. And obviously Zach Bond is kind of the polar opposite size-wise to Myles Garrett. He's about 6'2", 240. But I wrote pre-draft that in terms of the combination of burst and bend around the corner, I thought he had the second best mix of that behind Chase Young, that he is just an absolute cannon around the corner, and he kind of can dip low, get underneath offensive tackles, and at his size, occasionally – Wisconsin had him sinking into coverage. He's a good athlete. You're not going to have him take on normal off-ball linebacker duties, but if the Browns want a little bit more versatility and say, hey, maybe we can get 2-for-1 here, we can get an edge rusher who can maybe on first down help us in our linebacker group, Zach Bond, he's still there. There's a lot of people that expect him to be one of the first picks tonight in round two, if he's still there when the Browns go on the clock, that would be a great value selection.
Chris, we thank you very much for getting up on 5 hours sleep, being with us, and we look forward to you working like a madman for the next couple of days, covering everything there is to cover about the NFL draft for CBS. Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Chris, take care. Get some coffee.
Yeah, coffee, maybe even a nap. Can you combine the two? I'm not sure if you can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.